You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
What do you say? What? Mr. Todd started talking right as the ding-dong hit. Yeah, now I'm pulling down the volume on the microphone instead of the music. That makes no sense whatsoever.
All right. Well,
here we are, TJ and Jody's house. Hopefully, we're all in a better place than we were last week when we did TJ and Jody's house. Maybe TJ and Jody's house this week will be a much more livable place. With more joy.
Let's hope so.
So far, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I'm the only one that seems to be in a good mood today. Todd has been kind of short, to say the least, and then Jody's rushed because we have a lot going on in our lives as young professionals.
Mm-hmm. Or just a mom.
We did have... we had a big time this past weekend. We went to Josh's Farmer's Market, the sponsor of TJ and Jody's house.
We did.
And we had lunch there with the food trucks, and it was delicioso,
yep.
as our Spanish-speaking friends would say.
Yeah.
Delicioso. We talked to Josh. We talked to Josh himself. Mm-hmm. And his wife and one of his daughters. And then we talked to Garrett, who also is one of the bosses over there at Josh's Farmer's Market.
And we took a picture with Garrett, but we didn't love it.
Yeah.
Not of Garrett.
He looked terrible.
Garrett looked great.
Garrett needs to dress it up a little bit more next time.
Yeah.
I look like that Garrett was in the picture, but the reason that Josh wasn't in the picture is because I had just eaten him. That's what that looked like. It's just that, you know, it was in direct sunlight because Saturday was such a beautiful day.
It was.
Oh, was it not?
It was.
And those Boston ferns out there and that sunshine at Josh's Farmer's Market just looked divine.
Mm-hmm. And we sat in the TJ and Jody chairs.
Mm-hmm. The glider, the love seat.
We don't have them yet, so we just go out there and sit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, until you know we get their attention enough to go, you know what? They love those things so much. We should just give them
a set.
But they the supply runs low on those things because we talk about them so much. Mm-hmm. So
they're awesome.
I think they only had one left the other day when we were there.
Yeah, and so, we were sitting in it.
Yeah, you need to, if you want to snatch that up, you need to go to Josh's Farmer's Market in Mooresville. And Garrett was telling us what all it takes to get the fresh seafood in from the coast every week. Every week they load up early in the morning, drive to the coast and get their seafood haul, they call it, and drive right back. Mm-hmm. So is it?
Don't they do that every Thursday or something?
Every Thursday. And so it's a full day of just driving to the coast, and because we don't live right on the coast.
And you volunteered me to go with them and help.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, because that sounds like something you would like
to do. 4 a.m. run to go get seafood with the Josh's Market people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you want to find out more about Josh's Farmers Market, you can go to their website, joshsfarmersmarket.com, mm-hmm. which is pretty clever, I think, to call it that.
Yeah.
And they're having their, I think I saw a bunch of the wild strawberries out there the other day mm-hmm. and stuff, and they brought mm-hmm. in those key lime pies from Florida. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, especially mm-hmm. on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And the food trucks that they're going to have this weekend are great.
They have like picnic tables to sit at.
Cousins is going to be there Saturday. I think that's the lobster roll.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that is. Bays and Holy City will be there Sunday as the food trucks.
Well, that will be fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're such sweet people,
too. Oh, so sweet.
Yeah. Y'all could take a lesson or two from them for building a positive work environment. You and Mr. Todd.
Okay.
Mr. Todd with his tight pants. Mm-hmm. we got some Ace and TJ Radio family member listener fella sent us a box full of snacks.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. And the rest of the show is, is going to be a little disappointed when they come in tomorrow and Mr. Todd has eaten all of it, just like he eats all the dum-dums.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What? That's mine. All I ate was the Pringles.
No, I don't care. I'm not eating any of it anyway. I mean, obviously, I don't eat stuff like that. Look at me. No, I was just kidding. He's not going to eat all of it.
Mm-hmm. That was nice, though.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And we had a big day yesterday, Jody and I did, and then the weekend mm-hmm. coming up is going to be even bigger, and Jody has some information of activities that have been added to the schedule that I don't know about that she's going to tell right here on this show.
Right here.
Which happens to be, are you ready for this? The 50th edition of TJ and Jody's House.
Oh,
this is
Lordy.
Our 50th episode.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh.
Figured I would have done fired her ass by now.
I did try to leave a couple of times on my own.
I just threw Ace's earbuds just fell down in between the desks. Whoops.
Because you're messing with them.
Yeah, he doesn't need them. All right, so we'll get into all of that. And my special gift for Jody for our anniversary for the 50th episode. All of that coming up next. All that coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
TJ and Jody's House.
Welcome back to the 50th episode of TJ and Jody's House. What a special, special time. And we're going to be playing some highlights, some flashbacks of the past 50 episodes. Actually, we're not.
Todd's like, what?
I'm not positive that this is the 50th episode. I think that's what Rob said.
Okay.
I think that's what he said the other day. He said, when you record the next TJ and Jody's House, that'll be the 50th episode.
I mean, who's counting when you're having so much fun?
Oh, am I having so much fun?
Me
too.
I
hope you are, Jody.
I am.
As well as our listeners at home.
Yep.
And our viewers.
Right.
Hope they're having half as much fun as we're having.
Our viewers. Bless their souls.
Even half as much would be just a joy. Am I right, kitten?
Oh, my God.
I don't like that.
I do.
I don't. Mm.
So, yesterday we went to our son's college. He's finished with his first year.
Yes.
And he made good grades semesters.
Very proud of him.
Uh-huh. And see, I don't care whether they make good grades or not, as long as they pass. I don't care. Mm-hmm. In college, that's fine with me. As long as they get their diploma or whatever you call it, their degree, it doesn't matter if they pass with all D's. I don't care.
We don't do that. And I don't really love a C.
Yeah, but it's college, so what?
It's their job. Huh? That's all they do.
I know, but when they go to get a job, nobody's going to look to see, unless they're going into politics or something.
But
then they'll look at it and go, he made a C his freshman year.
They're not going into politics. Mm. And, that's all they have to do. And they're smart. They can do it.
Yeah.
But nothing to it.
I'm just saying that's fine. I mean, your way is probably what people would consider to be the better way, but I don't care. As long as they get the degree, I don't care. That's all I'm paying for is for them to get a degree. I'm not paying for them to get A's and B's.
Well,
you know, by the seat of their pants or skin of their teeth, it's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's why I'm the cool parent.
And are you though? Are you though?
You're the other parent.
I don't care.
So that's what we did, and we drove. It's like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. We drove straight there after the show yesterday, and then loaded him up and drove back. And kids have a lot more dorm stuff than we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just think about it. We didn't have computers in our dorm. Mm-hmm. We didn't have printers when we were that age. I mean, they had them.
Monitors, but, TVs.
Yeah, there was no way a 35-inch TV was fitting in my dorm room.
20 pairs of shoes where he wore one.
Yeah.
50 coats. He wore none.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just a lot that.
So when he goes back for the next year,
yep,
he'll know to, you know, scale it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we got all that did. And his roommate, I was talking about this on the regular show a little bit this morning.
Mm-hmm.
His roommate has, he barely said two words to us the whole time we were in there. Never even said, like, Jody was picking up this heavy thing one time. I had my hands full and Aiden had his hands full. And he never once said, do y'all need some help with that? Or Miss Jody, you need me to help?
He has hands in his pocket looking at me.
Just staring at us. Not that we would have said, yeah, grab that and take it downstairs for us, but just, you know, you would think.
You think that went over well with me?
No. Negative.
Yeah. That's so rude.
Yeah.
I looked at our son and I said, if I ever find out that you did something like that to an adult, I will beat your rear end.
Yeah, but you don't have to say that to our children because we've taught them.
I know, but I just wanted to point out, like, look how horrible that is and how rude.
Yeah, and then and on the other side of that, what I said to him was, I am so glad that you are so mannerly and gentlemanly and that you know right from wrong. And and I'm proud of you, son.
Yeah, okay, you're so wonderful.
As opposed to, you better not ever. Da, da, da. I do more of the positive reinforcement.
I was taking my anger for what I wanted to say to that kid. I just said to Aiden.
Mm-hmm, I know, and he didn't deserve it.
He doesn't care. He got my point.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to ride home with him for 3 hours being his therapist about the nightmares he has about his mother.
Okay. Yeah, they got it so bad.
Mm-hmm. So this is the big weekend, though, because we're going to Nashville for our daughter's graduation.
Yes.
Now, the graduation itself is only a couple of hours in the afternoon on Saturday.
Sure.
But it's turned into like somewhat of a camp.
Yeah.
Where we're you know, going to be there for 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Jody's family is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is it that has been put on the plans that I didn't know about because it happened after I went to bed?
Oh yeah, 9:30 last night. I get a text from Lainey, our daughter, and she's with her roommates. I think they're out somewhere eating or something. She informs me that I need to get with one of the other roommates' moms because they've decided they're going to have a get together with them and all of their families at their apartment on Friday night. And she would be very sad if we don't celebrate with them. Now, keep in mind,
how many people are going to be in that little apartment?
I know. So, there's 7 in our party. There's 8 in another party. And what? 7 in another. Mm-hmm. So, what we've come up with, because I texted the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically just said, let them figure it out. Because they shouldn't have thrown this on us at the last second. And so, she said, so basically what they're going to do is, like, drop in, getting a cake, everybody meet, leave. I don't know.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a lot of people in that little apartment.
I mean, you can stand outside.
Did they reserve the clubhouse?
They said that there's plenty of seating for all those people. Uh-huh.
Hmm. Well, yeah. That's fine with me. You know me.
I can tell by your face already.
I'm good with whatever.
It doesn't matter. It's just a drop in and go.
I'm not worried about that.
And then.
I love that kind of stuff. The more the merrier.
Getting heart palpitations as we speak.
My philosophy on all of it is the more the merrier every time. Uh-huh. So, yeah. To me, it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
An opportunity to meet her roommates.
And not go.
Her roommate's family. You know, I haven't met the parents of either one of her roommates.
I know. That's what the whole point is, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they've only lived together for 4 right. years.
And then I've been clamoring. You know that. I've been clamoring to meet them.
Mm. Anyway.
Like, I try to schedule that every time we go. I'm like, why are their parents not here? We could have a party.
So, yeah, that's the deal. And then we ended up staying on Sunday because it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And my mother will be there. So I figured, well, we'll just stay and then leave Monday morning.
Yeah. So, how many people is that? 8, 8, and 7?
I don't know. A lot.
Be, yeah.
22.
Okay. All right.
You're not going to be there long. And again, you don't have to go.
I'm not saying anything negative about it.
I can tell the wheels are
turning. I'm not making any faces. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just
asking questions.
Yeah, I'm just drinking it in. I'm trying to get the plan together
of
what
plan.
I'm going to do now.
You're going to show up, eat a piece of cake, introduce yourself to the parents. Bye-bye. See y'all tomorrow at graduation.
Hmm.
The end.
Okay.
That's it.
And what time is your aunt Neva going to be there?
That's a whole other obstacle I've got to get with today. So I got to find out, A, for sure if she's coming.
Mm-hmm.
B, if it's about that time that we're there, then they can just come to the apartment and we'll add a few more people. Or they can go on out to our rental house and we'll be there right after.
Now, does somebody need to be at the rental house to let them in and show them around? And
no, they have a code.
Okay. It seems to me like there should be a responsible party that's there.
You can go.
Okay. Well, I'm not necessarily.
No, I'm just saying I think it would be good for you to go for all of our
myself.
Our yeah. Go. Bye. Mm. Go. Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't need.
You're being hostile. I'm not saying anything.
I know what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
We all listening to this know what he's doing. We're all a little smarter than you give us credit for.
Well.
Well.
And then Saturday afternoon is the graduation, and then we're going to Denter.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday is Mother's Day, and we'll do Mother's Day there.
Mm-hmm.
And is that with the whole, like all of the roommates' families and stuff too, the Mother's Day thing? We got to get a big ham or something to feed everybody?
No.
Are they all going to dinner with us after the graduation?
Did I just say that we're going to see all them on Friday real quick, in and out, the end? That's it, Friday. So that's it.
Okay. Well, all right, you're coming off really mean here. If we were to do a focus group today on what you think of Jody, people would say, she's really mean because he didn't say anything.
That's fine. People
wrong,
can say what they want.
But I don't want people seeing the real you.
I don't care.
I want people to continue liking you.
They don't have to like me.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know why it's my fault, because you seem to be the one that's upset about having to do all of this.
I'm
like
upset.
Like, as you said, another obstacle thrown at you.
I've just got to find out. I have to plan.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know.
Well, whatever I can do to help with that, kitten.
Okay. A, stop calling me kitten.
Kitten.
And B, quit sitting over there. I know what you're doing.
Jody.
Stop.
What?
I'm not going to make for this today.
What are you talking about?
I don't have time for this.
Oh, well, you know what, though? You know why? Like, one of the reasons why I'm kind of excited about this is because the more people I can show you off to, the better.
Oh, my God.
You know, mm-hmm, that always right. just thrills me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a more the merrier for me. The more people that I can show you off to, the merrier.
Okay. What else mm-hmm. do we have to talk about today? Gosh. Where's my prize for the 50th episode?
Yeah, I made that up.
Yeah. All right.
I'll give it to you on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So we went to see David Spade last week in the concert.
We did.
In his stand-up show.
Uh-huh.
And that was hilarious. It was great. If David Spade comes around anywhere you are and you get a chance to go see. Well, if you like funny things, you may not like funny things. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you know, then don't go see him. But,
sure.
But we had a lot of busyness over the weekend as well
mm-hmm.
with the David Spade and then that whole Josh's, and then we mm-hmm. went exploring after that
yeah.
throughout the town.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We're movers and shakers, and we're also selling the sizzle as well as the steak. Yeah. So we're both doing that.
And then Sunday, we had to find you something to wear to graduation.
Mm-hmm. Which is always fun.
Always a blast.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't bad.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there are times when Jody doesn't hate me. I know it seems like those times aren't, you know, they're not very.
There are times when Richie doesn't, or whatever your name is, poke and nag me to death to where I do say things back
all
to him.
All I said was, what is the deal with the weekend? And then you tell me, and then I didn't say anything negative. I didn't do anything, and you got mad for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't like it when when we fight. They've said, because it doesn't look so great on one of us.
So they said that you should just. They said that you should just keep nagging and poking at me, and I should just take it.
I don't know what I was nagging and poking at a minute ago, but be that okay if you think
I
apologize. Let's just get it over with because you know, people say it's not a good look on you.
On me?
Yeah.
Okay, people. Sorry.
It's like, you know, we can go shopping for something new for you to wear. Which is a better attitude.
What?
And that's what a message just came in said.
Said what?
That we need to go shopping for something new for you to wear.
For me?
Yeah, a new attitude. That's what mm-hmm. the message said. Mm-hmm. Even though we're not live, they still know.
Mm-hmm. And you're still aggravating me.
But you didn't have a good time Sunday hanging out with me, just the two.
Yeah.
And we didn't go.
It was joyful.
And we didn't have to do a bunch of crazy running around and stuff. We happened upon a decent looking outfit for me. And
you did scare me at 1 minute. You were saying something about going to the mall, and I was like, ugh.
No, but I said I would do that the next day.
Uh-huh.
You know, not that day.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to drag you to the mall. You know, because I don't like a mall, and I wouldn't do that for any.
Mm-mm.
You know, try to drag somebody else into mm-hmm. that situation, mm-hmm. into that sitch.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that done.
Yeah. They're working on the grass at our house,
mm-hmm.
trying to get us some grass, which mm-hmm. is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. They are. Lights are up and running.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh.
Sure enough.
So the guy comes out and he puts the lights. Landscape lights up, or the lights that shine up on the house, and in order for Jody to look at them to make sure that they're placed properly and all, you have to go outside at night, right? And tell everybody what the problem is with that.
I did last week.
You did?
Yeah.
You talked about being scared?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. We've had those lights out there for a week already?
Yes. Yep, and I said I ran in because I was scared because of the fox staring at me. Mm-hmm.
So now what do you do?
So now I get in my car, and I go around the block, and I come back and look. It's not even just the fox. I mean, there's just a lot of wildlife out there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bother anybody. I'm just going to get in my car, look at my lights, go inside.
I thought you were just going to back down to the bottom of the driveway and look up at the house in your
car. You can't see that well. You have to be like out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you see that they need to be adjusted one way or the other, then you can't get out of the car and go adjust it right then, because then you're opening yourself
up. No, but I can take notes.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So you got to wait until the guy can.
Actually, no, no, no.
You can go out in the daytime and move.
No. If I can get in the car and look at it. Mm-hmm. And then if it needs adjusted, I'm okay going up near the house. I'm just not going down to the road.
Okay, where the foxes are.
Nope.
You know what they're probably saying? They're probably saying, look at that other fox out there. That's what they're saying.
Oh, God, corny. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're done with that.
Mm-hmm. And you know those college boys were looking at you. Maybe that's why Aiden's roommate was so he wasn't being rude, he was just awe-stricken.
Those little college children do not look at me.
They're like, look at that, look at Aiden's hot mom.
Mm-hmm. Afraid not.
Ooh, she's not only pretty, she's a strong one. She's stout.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She can lift and look good.
But the next move with our daughter, ooh, it's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be furniture and clothes and it's just going to be so much kitchen stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. At least I have a little break before that one.
Will there be any of that stuff we can use since she's not going to be using it anymore?
She's going to use it.
Oh, when?
She's just visiting for a little few months.
Oh.
Yeah, and then she can take that stuff right with her.
Where's she going?
I don't know. Only the Lord knows. Yep. Well, it'll happen. Somehow, some way.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll be just fine because she's pretty.
Oh, my God.
She has a degree. She's going to use it. Has nothing to do with her looks. Thank you.
Are there unicorns in her world, too, where she's going?
Mm-hmm. Probably. Yeah.
So you're saying she won't have an advantage to...
she's a beautiful girl, if that's what you're asking me. But she also has a degree and some brains.
Sure. She does. Okay. I didn't say she doesn't. But...
She's not going to get hired just because of her looks.
I didn't say just because, but it helps.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Am I lying, Todd? Or it would also help her land a husband that would provide for her.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what my brother said to begin with, that she didn't even need to be going to college. She could just get her, she's pretty, so she could get her a rich husband easily. God. And not an old one either, a young one. Like it's got family money. No,
I don't need her depending on a man.
Oh, my God.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I don't.
You're going to start waving your bra in the air and protest now? You're such a feminist.
I'm not a feminist, but I don't want her. I want her to be able to support herself.
Well, I do
what
too.
What if she gets married to a man that's got a lot of money and he's mean and then she feels stuck?
Like you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Of course I don't want that. I'm just saying, though, that, you know, just because she's pretty and gets a man that wants to marry her or whatnot doesn't mean that he's going to be a jerk.
I don't know, but if. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if.
If.
Sure.
Be prepared. Better to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. People are crazy these days.
Oh, I do know that.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just saying that the degree nowadays? You know, there was a survey today that said that, like, I forget, like maybe 70-something percent of new college graduates are upset because they thought they were going to get out of college with their degree and start making more money than what they're being offered.
I believe it.
It's because they've been pumped up so much their whole lives in our society to say, if you go to college, it's the only way you're going to be successful. Yep. And you get that degree. And when you get that degree, then you're not going to have to do manual labor and all of this stuff.
Yeah. I agree. I know that.
But it used to be where girls would go to college because that's where you would find the successful husbands to be, you know, that were going to be successful.
What year did that happen?
It just used to be that way. And then that's why there were, male-female college student ratio was closer to being the same. Mm-hmm. Now there are way more girls going to college than guys.
Hmm. Why?
A lot of guys they've now determined that I don't want to go to college and be told by every professor that I have that I'm an enemy to the society, and girls are going to act like I'm a scourge or that I'm guilty of something. Oh, I'm not going to, you know, it's a war on men that has caused that.
All right. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. She got the degree.
Yeah. Right.
So, and the boy's well on his way. So. After that, I will have felt like we've done everything we can for them.
You will?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. I will never feel like that.
That you've done everything you can for them?
Right.
Why?
Because I just love them so much. I guess I love them more than you do. I don't know. Because there will always be things that I think that I need to do better because they deserve it, you know. They deserve so much, and I realize I only have so much love to give. It's a, you know, it is a finite amount because I'm only human, flesh and blood, a man.
We don't need a song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm getting choked up, so we need to take a break. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, so I do have a lot of stuff to do today because we're leaving tomorrow. We're going to the Nashville. I got a pack. I got to go to the Target because I need some new deodorant.
Okay.
I picked up a new scent. Did I tell you about that? A new scent of deodorant, and it smells like old lady perfume. Mm-mm. So I don't care much for it.
Why don't you just stick with what you knew?
I know. You would think I would do that, but I always think I'm going to try something new and whatnot. Now I've used it. It's gone. I've used it up. I'm not wasting it.
Yeah.
But it smells like old lady perfume.
Okay.
Which is not good for a man.
Nope.
To smell like old lady perfume.
So that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. I have to do that. And then I may run into, you know, to a store.
For what?
Just to look around, just browse.
You have a bunch of new shirts that you probably haven't even worn.
No, you know what? What happens to my shirts?
Oh God!
And these are these cheap T-shirts that I wear, and that's all I wear. I haven't had an expensive shirt or even a moderately expensive shirt in years until I bought that one to wear to the graduation the other day.
Because you never want
to. And it was on like so many, you know, coupon sales and stuff. But I wasn't about it anyway.
But you never want to buy any.
Right. I don't, but that's what I'm saying. So I buy these cheap ass shirts, but they all get grease stains on them from cooking so much in them, and they all have little spots.
That's what they make aprons for.
Yeah, I know.
How about you put one on?
But I mean, I would do that. I would wear an apron when I'm cooking for just us or whatever. But when I'm being on TV, I don't want to wear an apron on TV. Which we were supposed to do another episode of the cooking show today, but Todd's busy.
That's not true.
You said you had an appointment.
I do. So, but I said let's do one when you get back.
Oh.
On Monday or Tuesday.
I won't be back Monday. I'll be on the road Monday.
Tuesday it is.
No, it's all right. We have one in the can, as they say.
Tuesday.
That we can throw up there.
Tuesday you could do it.
Yep. Tuesday.
No, I'm not doing it Tuesday.
Why? Because you want to be a martyr?
No, because I'm going to be exhausted. That's why.
Exhausted?
I'm going to be exhausted.
From what?
Never mind. You're in a bad mood today.
I'm not.
Everything that I say, you're just jumping all over.
I'm
trying
to have
fun. I'm trying to joke around with you, and you're like, what? Will I be a martyr?
I didn't say it like that.
Yes, you did. No, go check the camera.
Oh, I
am.
We
can go watch it on the YouTubes. I am. On the whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not going to feel like doing it because I'm going to be getting back, catching up on stuff that I missed for, you know, 2 days of work. And traveling all weekend. I'm sorry. It's a lot. So, what?
Okay.
All right. You know what? I'm going to start shifting my career toward is doing a podcast and broadcast and all completely by myself. You know, like Ben Shapiro and them do, where it's just me staring at a camera and I'm doing a 1 hour podcast every day. And
every day.
And I'm not doing the Ace and TJ show anymore. I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh,
it's like everything that I do. Somebody's just like, rah, 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 rah.
Really? How have we rah?
Well, you'll see if you go back and watch this one from this week, and you'll see that I've been just fun loving.
I think Mr. Todd was trying to find a date for you to put your cooking show up, and then you.
Put it on it.
Yeah. So how's that us?
Because as I'm trying to explain the legitimate reasons why I don't want to do that, then that's where it, you know, it's like, what are you going to be tired of doing?
I'm just curious. Why are you going to be so tired?
Tired?
Why are you going to be so tired?
All right. Well, this has been a fantastic 50th episode. I'm so glad that we decided to do this however many years ago. And I can't think of anything I would rather do more.
Me either.
Except for anything else in the world.
Amen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.